It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Take a look at the forecast. Wow, just a few seconds ago, Pat, it said you were unavailable.
Well, you know that's not true.
I know. I saw the little green dot, and I said, that's not true. I'm going to try this again.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a sunny day. It'll be in the mid-50s. It'll be clear tonight in the low 30s. It'll be sunny and mild Thursday, mid-60s. Enjoy that. Clouds increase. Afternoon rain comes in on Friday, 65 to 70. And then you have rain tapering to showers. It'll probably clear sometime Saturday afternoon. It'll be windy with a high in the 60s. And Sunday, kind of November-like, in the 40s, a little bit of sun, and a couple of showers here and there. But overall, what a great day today. One, it's going to be sunny. Two, no more election commercials.
That might not be true.
Oh, you're kidding, really?
There's a couple of races that might have to go to runoffs.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, I know. It's way too bad. So now, the rain comes in Friday night and leaves Saturday. What time do you think it'll clear out on Saturday?
Well, again, the rain comes in late Friday afternoon.
Okay, how late in the afternoon?
Not that late. I'm thinking the rain could get in here shortly after lunch on Friday. So keep that in the back of your mind. The rain is heavy at times Friday night. And then on Saturday, I think the rain will leave about the same time, right after lunch. So lunch to lunch, how's that?
And this is all the remnants of the hurricane?
It's the remnants of Nicole combined with an approaching cold front. The two of them will combine to give us it. You know, the indications right now is that the remains of Nicole will ride the spine of the Appalachians, you know, and head up just to the west of us. And if that's the case, Marshall, we could see some of the heaviest rain of the entire surrounding area. You know, I'm talking 2-3 inches of rain here. And the other thing that I don't like about it, if it does ride the spine of the Appalachians, on the eastern side of it, that'll only produce a stronger southerly wind. Yeah, so it'll be in the 60s to around 70, but you'll have winds of 20 to 40 with gusts 50 or better. So these are all things that we'll be honing in on tomorrow, since it'll be a day before, and we'll have a better idea of the track of the ghost of Nicole.
Now, it's a pretty big storm. It's going to cover most of Florida. It's not as potent as, but it's a big storm.
Right. It'll probably be a Cat 1 when it makes landfall. Somewhere, Palm Beach, Port St. Lucie, around there. That's what we're thinking right now. So we'll watch. It's moving into the northern Bahamas right now. It's about 400 miles to the east of Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, and moving in that direction. So 70-mile-per-hour winds. We should be getting, maybe as we speak, we'll get the new advisory and see if they've updated that. Not yet. It's still 4 a.m. So we'll I'll keep you posted on that. But, Marshall, get your paper out, because here is another movie you have got to see.
Okay.
I watched it on Netflix. Now, normally, folks, I have to get to sleep by like 8:30. This movie was so good that I stayed up even later than that to watch it in its entirety. It's called Lou, L-O-U.
L-O-U.
What a great movie. The lady who stars in it, I don't know her name. She used to play in a comedy, The Moms or something like that. And she had a daughter living with her. You know what? We could find that out in 2 seconds. I'll just Google it. She does a great job. She does a great, great job. Her name is Allison Janney.
Okay, Allison Janney. All right.
Allison, she plays Lou. Logan Marshall Green is in it. Who else? Grace and Hope. Okay, it is just a really good movie. It will keep you going. I'm looking to see Rotten Tomatoes. What did it give it? Rotten Tomatoes gave it 4.5 stars.
Huh?
Yeah. So that's another movie for Marshall to watch. I just keep adding to his list. He's got the new update is here.
All right.
Okay, so we just got it in hot off the press, folks. Nicole moving toward the great Abaco Island in the northwestern Bahamas. NOAA and Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft investigating the system as we speak. It is 100 miles east of northeast of the great Abaco Island, 240 miles east of West Palm Beach, not 400, 240 miles. Sustained winds, 70, moving 13 toward the west, and the pressure is down 29.12 inches. So, and the hurricane warning is in effect for all of the Bahamas, also from Boca Raton to Flagler County line in Florida. Tropical storm warnings for the rest of Florida. So, this is going to be interesting. See what happens. I don't think my sister on the West Coast, you know, Venice, is going to be in harm's way, but she too, that house there will still get strong winds and heavy rain. So this is the second hit for Florida in a little over a month.
Now, once again, I have a good friend, Bob Perry, worked with me many years in radio. They were hit hard when New York City got hit by the hurricane. What was that? How long ago was that?
That was 10 years ago, yeah. 2011, 2012.
What was the name of that again?
That was Sandy.
Sandy. All right. Took them 2.5-3 years to get the funds to rebuild. They had to live in a small apartment before that. So once they rebuilt it, and you know, it was now it's like 15 feet off the ground, they sold it. And where'd they move to? Port St. Lucie.
Oh, no.
They posted yesterday.
Oh,
Port St. Lucie.
They definitely are in harm's way. Well, again, you know, just by looking at the hits of hurricanes from Maine to Texas, the ones that always stood out was Long Island, Florida, Cape Cod. Long Island had Sandy, Florida had Ian, and now Nicole. So next in line, I'm telling you, is Cape Cod. We're just going to have to watch it, of course. I don't think that's going to happen this year. But we're going to have to watch it because these are the locations that have not seen major tropical systems in a very long time. So the probability's up there. That's it. You know, it's not being a rocket scientist and saying, oh, yeah, you know, Pat's predicting this. He sees it as crystal ball. No, I'm just telling you, these places are overdue.
Yeah, it's a law of averages. Really is. Law of averages.
That's what it is.
This morning, it actually felt like a winter morning. It was 24 at my house, and ice on the car. You know, I had it warmed up and ready, but still, it really felt like it was winter this morning.
And you didn't wear your shorts, right?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, the shorts are now officially under lock and key until next May.
Well, you don't think 70 is in the cards?
Yeah, it might be in the cards, but it's not in the cards enough. Not in the cards enough. I'm going to put any temptation, I'm going to put away. Just put it away and hopefully move on from that. All right, Pat, I don't know what else to say to you other than I hope that everything you say for us is true, except for the heavy rain. I wish we weren't going to get that. But
I mean, again, you know, folks, if the system would slip a little further east, then the heaviest rain would go east of us. So it depends. But right now, it does look like it's going to ride right up the spine of the Appalachians.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to deal with it. We can't do anything else.
No, we'll get through it just the way we get through everything else, Marshall.
That's right. All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Sounds good to you.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.